it is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show. Yes, The Walking Dead. We're going to be talking about last night's episode. As you can tell, if I'm saying last night, that means today is Monday. What's the date? March 7th. We're going to be talking about the episode Not Tomorrow Yet that aired on AMC. Alongside of me, I have all the way from the state that looks like a penis, Kristen. What's up?
What up? Chilling.
All right. So I know before we got on the air and started doing it, your little niece, or is it your niece, Brianna, is a little upset at you. She called you the B word because you wouldn't let her be on the show.
She did.
Whoa. How old is this girl?
11, going on 30.
Oh, yes. This is Teen Mom right here. Season 12 in the making.
Woo! Oh, God. Already she will be back. She will be back.
I know. She wanted to be on the show, but apparently you said no. Back off.
No, I said no because she's sick, so she has coughing fits.
Oh, yeah. No, we don't want that.
No, and she wasn't prepared, so no, she has to wait.
There you go. All right, so it's just you and I. Brancy can't be on the show because she has to work, of course. Jesus still refuses. He's like on a podcaster strike until we start paying him. I tried to tell him, you know, I was like, hey, if Kristen gives you 3 dates, and he was like, no, that's not enough.
Oh, my God.
So we got to work on something, Kristen. Maybe a massage.
No.
You know, something. I don't know. We'll figure it out. So we got to do it for the Walking Dead fans.
How about a text?
Oh, okay. Well, you know what? Let's just think about it. Let's get to the show, okay? I just rewatched it. How many times did you watch it? Once or twice?
Twice.
Me too. All right. So this episode, you saw my tweets. It was pretty intense.
It was.
Holy crap. Me and my wife was even getting, you know, she was stressing out a little bit on this episode too, because especially when they went to Negan's compound, was someone going to die? I was waiting for that.
Oh, my God. I know. That guy scares me. I'm so afraid when he comes out.
Oh, God. He's going to be so pissed.
Every door that opened, I was like, no.
I was just waiting like, man, they blew up his other people, his Sons of Anarchy group. Now they just blew up this compound people and cut up everybody and shot up everybody. Oh, he's going to be so pissed. Oh, my gosh. But let's go back to the beginning of this. How did you feel about that song playing while Carol was baking cookies?
I actually wrote that down, and I was like, what the fuck is up with that cheerful song in the beginning?
I thought that was awesome.
No, it was. It was, but Walking Dead, they don't play songs like that. But, I think that was the first time they've done that.
Yeah, you know, it was cool to see, and I thought what I really liked about it was that cheesy bubblegum kind of fun song. She's baking cookies. She's delivering cookies. Everybody's like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then they're like, okay, a smile on the face. And then Rick shows up and is like, hey, meet me at the church. We're going to have to fight. And then you're back to reality.
You know, and actually, if anybody liked that song, I wrote it down. It's called Weeds or Wildflowers, okay. And it's by Parsons Field.
I like it. I was kind of bopping my head, snapping my finger, tapping my foot right now when I was watching it again.
It sounded like an old school song.
It was good. It was cool. And then Rick just screws it all up. We're going to fight. Meet me at church in an hour.
We're going to go kill some people.
What'd you think about Carol and Morgan talking right there by the bushes?
Oh, Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
He annoys me. Why? He told her that it's kind of like she did the same thing he did. No.
Yes.
It's not.
Yes. When he said that, it's like, oh, you don't want to tell nobody because you're just as guilty. Boy, I thought she was going to turn around and shoot him in the kneecap or something.
Right?
I can't believe. Do you think he means that?
Sadly, yes.
You think?
Yeah.
Well, because now let's think about it. Is there any possible way that he's right?
I mean, right there.
There's nothing. I mean, she's not telling. I think she's not telling because she knows that Rick and the group will probably kick him out of there.
Yeah, they'll vote him off the island.
You know, and I think as much as Carol hates him, she knows that he can fight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think that's only saving grace that Morgan has is that he's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. But when he said that, I was like, the balls, the nerve of this.
Seriously. And he rolled up on her. Like, it's not like she went out trying to talk to him.
He just popped out of a tree. I was like, where did this guy come from? So he does that. And then you see, Carol can't sleep at night. And she's writing in her diary. I thought it was going to be something good. But she's just like keeping track of people she's killing.
Mm-hmm.
18 people. It seems like it's taking a toll on her.
Yeah, and it's weird because she wrote down 18, but I haven't seen her really kill anybody for a while.
She hasn't done it in a minute. Mm-mm. But, I mean, maybe the wolves, definitely. And then Taramis, she was blowing people up like crazy, wasn't she? Or yeah. And then the two little, the one little girl, what was her name?
Lizzie.
I loved her. She was so awesome.
I know. She was so cute.
I'm a little crazy, but I like crazy.
Wait, but first, go back to those cookies that Carol was making. Because who the fuck makes cookies with beets and acorns?
Carol does.
That's disgusting.
And according to your boy Tobin, those are the best damn beet, acorn, or whatever cookies that she made.
I thought it was funny, too, because she left one at Sam's grave.
I know. I didn't catch it at first. I was like, hon, is that a – and I goes, who's Sam? And she's like, that's a little boy. And I was like, oh, Carol misses him.
Yeah, she tried him with the whole cookies thing in that one episode.
Yeah.
And then she went and left him one.
Oh, so, you know, it shows you – it's kind of messed up how I forget about the kid. I'm like, what? Who was his name again?
Who?
The crazy little kid. And then let's talk about it. The internet semi-exploded. I think people were pissed off. I don't know about you. Were you one of them that Carol was kissing the wrong person? It should have been Daryl.
No.
You don't want them together?
No, not together, no. Okay. I like their scenes together, and I like the relationship that they have with each other, but no. To make it a romantic thing, no.
It's almost like, I mean, I kind of picture Carol and it's almost like a mother-son kind of friendship kind of thing, you know?
Yeah, that's how I look at it. I actually like the Tobin thing. And it's funny because I was watching it with Brianna. And Brianna, last time, was like, Rick and Michonne are going to hook up. Watch. And then last night we were watching and she's like, Chrissy, I'm psychic and I'm going to call it. Carol and this guy are going to end up together.
And it happened.
It did.
I should have her on the show. She is calling stuff better than you.
What?
I'm just saying, But no, but he was, that line he put onto her, and I'm not saying it was a line, but he was suave. I mean, that's, you could tell he's a pimp.
Yeah.
when he tells her about being a mom and taking care of the bad stuff and the scary stuff, I was like, that is a good line.
Yeah. But I think he believed it because he's not. I mean, we've seen him before, and he's not a fighter.
No, he's not. He's just not, you know, and there's nothing wrong. I mean, he's, you know, he's probably, because he has kids, right? Doesn't he have kids?
I don't know.
I think he has kids. Like, the kids were asleep, and I think when she delivered the cookies, and he was like, I know we're running out of food, and the kids, and whatever, and she's like, just take them. I think he does have kids. But you're right. I think he's just a normal dad that doesn't know how to, you know, he's not going to, I mean, he was one of the guys in the church when Father Gabriel was leaving. He's like, hey, dude, where are you going? I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying here. So I agree with you. I think they make a good couple. You know, it just sucks because I'm wondering. I'm like, okay, they just kissed. Is he going to make it? Because now that Carol's happy, all of a sudden he's going to get taken away.
I know.
Or Carol's kidnapped and Tobin's going to find out. He's going to try and then he's going to get killed by Negan.
No.
Okay, and speaking of douchebags, okay?
Oh, God. No, I already know where you're going.
You know, I tweeted out, I say, it's official, Abraham can now become zombie feed.
Yes.
And the only reason I'm keeping Abraham around is the same thing I feel that Carol's keeping Morgan around, because he's big and he can fight. Mm-hmm. But that's the only reason, because, dude, when he told her, why Dingleberry's brown? And then I thought you were the only woman on the earth, and you're not.
What a dick.
Now they talked about it in Talking Dead. What do you think? Do you think he said it because he wanted to push her away? Or do you think he really meant that?
No, I think he meant it. He likes Sasha.
I know. I'm just hoping there was a little part that he... When he said it, I was like, for a split second, I was like, he just wants to just totally slam her on the ground so she doesn't be with him. Like, he has to like her. But, I mean, Jesus Christ, last week he was laying naked in bed, just finished having sex with her and thinking about Sasha.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so pissed at him.
And talk about bad timing. Like, they're about to go fight.
Yes.
And he's going to tell her some stupid shit like that.
Yes. But she handled it. I mean, you know, the next day, I mean, she did snap at Carol a little bit. I thought Carol was going to backslap her and, like, put some bacon, baby powder in her hand and go, psh, right there on her face. Like,
yeah, but she wasn't even talking about Abraham.
No, she wasn't.
She was complaining about Morgan.
But she did come up. I think she was still fueled up from the night before. I think she was mad about it and then focused on that. Because even Carol was like smoking a cigarette like, bitch, who? What the hell is wrong with you?
Who are you?
I know. Who are you? You just got dumped. But yeah, that whole part there was bad. I'm not a fan of Abraham. And the only reason why I want him around is because he can fight. He's got the groups back. And if anyone has to die, he can take a bullet first before my favorites.
You see, that's what I was watching it yesterday, and I was like, "Oh my God," because I was so nervous when they go to this savior's place, and I was like, "Oh my God, Glenn! Oh my God, Daryl!"
Oh.
And then I'm like, "No, fuck it, kill Abraham!"
Nice. Use him as a shield.
Yeah.
Oh, but let's talk about the compound. Okay? Did you expect that? I'm telling you, I was watching my wife, and all of a sudden, when that guy's like, and he gets his throat clipped by Daryl, I was like, what the fuck just happened here? I
I
did
know,
not.
and it's ironic because he was whistling Happy Birthday.
Dun, dun,
Yeah.
dun. Gone. Dead. Dude, they came in there. It was like freaking, what's that video game? It's Call of Duty or whatever you call it. They were like serious. Like,
Yeah, they
they.
bum rushed that place.
Now, Glenn. Now, I know you were worried because we were watching it and we were like, and my wife was like, are they just going to open every door and just assume people are sleeping? I was like, I guess so. Of course, they get in there. Rick stabs somebody sleeping. And then Glenn and Dr. Dre walk in. Now, this is that we've heard about it. This was Glenn's first human being, human kill. Now, I know you're a huge fan. You're probably biggest. Would you say Glenn is your favorite?
Him and Daryl are up there for me
But you
for
did
different reasons.
say that if someone had to die, you'd want Daryl to die just for the fact that Glenn's having a baby.
Oh, it sounds so bad when you say it like
Well,
that.
that's how you said it.
Yeah, I know that's how I said it, but
And
it.
I got 10 emails saying that I should drop you because
You're
you're.
such a liar.
Okay, it was like seven. I didn't want to tell you
Lies.
because I just want to tell you because I'd make you feel bad. I didn't want to hurt you like Rosita. But yeah.
Stop
So what do you think? What was going through your mind when he was like?
I felt so bad for him. He looked like he was gonna
He
cry.
did.
Poor Glenn.
And then Dr. Dre, chump. You know, he couldn't even do
Yeah.
it. And Glenn stepped up and grabbed the knife and was like, I'll do it.
I know, and I wrote down in my notes, that's why I love Glenn.
He did do a good thing. But you know what? Glenn needs to stop doing that shit because look what he did to what he was trying to help Nicholas. Look what Nicholas did.
I know.
And I'm telling you, Glenn is going to wind up doing something for somebody. I really
And it's
thought
gonna bite him in the ass.
Yeah, I really thought that guy was going to wake up with Dr. Dre and then all it was just going to be bad. I was
Oh my
waiting.
God, I did too. Oh no, I thought they were gonna wake up with Glenn because they like zoomed in on the guy's
Oh yeah.
face, and I was like, "Oh shit, he's awake. He's awake, and he's gonna do something."
His eyes are
Fuck.
gonna pop open, and I was like, oh shit. But did you see the pictures on the wall?
Yes,
So I
Creeper.
so do you think that kind of helped Glenn, like, you know what? I don't feel as bad because it's obvious that this person was these were trophies, right? Of humans,
Yeah.
of people
Yeah.
that they
Yeah, I wrote that down too, that he shouldn't feel bad about killing those guys, because it's not like they were decent people
No, no.
that they were just trying to eliminate. It's like these guys are assholes, and
Now,
they will go after them.
so by looking, because when I saw the pictures and I saw Glenn's face, there was a time that I thought, okay, Glenn is probably thinking, I don't feel as bad. But do you? But I also took, and I don't know about you, I also took also that these people are fucking crazy. Like we're killing these people, and these are some demented fools. That's what I would have taken. That's how I took it. I took it as like Glenn was like, oh shit, like are we killing the right people? Because the whole time
Yeah.
this is going on, I'm thinking Negan, and I told my wife, I was like, you don't understand. Negan is going to, everything they're doing is just gonna, he's gonna go crazy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we already know about Negan, but just because of what we've heard, like from the comics and stuff.
Yeah.
So we know Negan is horrible. And then even like the guards in the beginning, when that guy Andy took out the head,
Yeah.
the decapitated head, and he's like moving the
Oh, the
mouth like
mouth?
if it's talking. I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, these guys, I'm telling you, that's why I took it. I think Glenn was like, what the fuck did we get
Yeah.
into? And then of course, the killer couple, Sasha and Abraham, they're going
Oh,
around.
Jesus.
Bam, they set off the alarm by accident, and it's not by them, but of course, a fight happens, and then all hell breaks loose. Gunfire. And then you saw, I was wondering about you because Glenn and Dr. Dre are getting chased. I really thought, I was like, oh shit.
Oh my God, and then Glenn throws himself on the ground and starts like covering his head, like shaking. I was like, what the fuck? They better not be hitting him.
Was close. It was close. But they survived. They did their thing. I don't know if Dr. Dre is going to make it. I really don't think. What did you think about while all the crap's going on inside there? And then when the outside, we have Father Gabriel and we have, was it Tara? And you have Jesus. And when Jesus put up his mask, he's like, I'm going to go in there. They'll see you. He's like, no, they won't. Boy, I really wanted to see Jesus breaking some bones and go in there. But, I mean, he saved Glenn's life. So you better like Jesus now. I know
you're not. I do, because now he saved Daryl.
Right.
And he saved Glenn. So I'm good with
Do you believe that Jesus is a good guy, or do you think he did that because he's got a plan?
I still don't know.
See?
I want him to be good, and I'm thankful that he saved my dudes, but
there is a chance he's doing that to get them to trust him. Right.
Yeah.
I don't know, because every time there's talking, like even that car scene where they're talking, and even in the church when Rick's giving his speech, mm-hmm. and Morgan stands up and starts doing all that stuff, I was watching Jesus' face, and for a second it seemed like, oh shit, this guy's going to fuck it up. We're not going to be able to kill Negan's people.
Yeah.
For a second, I was like, is he manipulating?
Yeah, but then he told Tara when she was talking about Denise, he was like, well, now you know what you're fighting for. Yep. So I think if he is bad, I think a part of me might be shocked.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I'm hoping. And then I'm also hoping that they're not going to kill off Daryl or Glenn and then bring Jesus in to like replace them as the badass.
You're really reaching. You know that Daryl and Glenn are going to die.
Stop.
I'm just telling you. And I hope it's Glenn, because I don't want it to be Daryl.
Oh, just I don't want either one.
Well, whatever. And speaking of Father Gabriel, what did you think when he comes out with the rifle and the dude's like on the ground and he starts spitting out scripture to him?
I was like, he sees the guy and he's like, drop it. Drop it. Like, that is not intimidating at all.
It is when you're a when you look and see who's talking to you. It's a priest.
A priest holding a gun?
Yeah. I'd have been like, yes, sir, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, dude. And then that dude was saying, you're just as dead as I am. Blood is coming.
Yeah.
That was a warning right there.
I know, but I was actually proud of Gabriel because he shot that gun and he didn't look like...
Hell no. No pussy. Like
Glenn even looked more upset.
Yes.
About what he did than Gabriel. And that's...
Because Gabriel is now doing it all for the hand of God.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. He is like, God gave me this and gave us to this and we're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And which is going to be awesome because... I mean, it is like, oh, it's like night and day with Father Gabriel. I mean, as soon as he did that, my wife was like, oh, I think Father Gabriel is one of my favorites now. I was like, what? I like this guy. I like him.
You're reaching.
I know, but still. You know what? I'll tell you right now, if it's Daryl and Father Gabriel, I want Father Gabriel to go away.
Oh, yes,
He'll be going to heaven, so it's okay. and let's talk about Daryl. We see his motorcycle. He gets his motorcycle back.
I know.
No crossbow. Now, what do you think? Because when Daryl last saw his bike and his crossbow, the two people were on it and they're taking off. What do you think about those people? Do you think that Negan's got him and they're dead? Do you think we're going to see those two people and Daryl's going to get his crossbow back?
What do you think? I don't know. We might see them again.
Why? Okay, you're saying it like you know something.
I don't know anything, but I also don't know how many people are hiding somewhere.
That's true.
So they could be there. I don't know.
Trying to figure it out. Yeah, when all that went down, I was like, what? And then, of course, over the walkie-talkie. Yeah, I think my heart kind of, I was kind of hyperventilating right there. Because I was like, who's got a gun on everybody? And because they said, put the gun down because we'll talk, but we're not coming out.
Yeah.
They knew they were surrounded.
Mm-hmm.
Sending ducks. And now they have Carol and Maggie.
Oh, I know.
Dun, dun, dun. And then did you see the commercial?
For yes.
Next week?
There, I did.
It's obvious there's no negotiating. They're taken somewhere.
Yeah.
Do you think
they got bags on their heads and shit.
Do you think this girl is part of Negan's crew?
Yes.
Oh, shit. I was hoping it was like a group of Amazon women and it was just a bunch of strong women together and they're just like in the middle of it. Like another group, another community. That had been watching Negan's thing?
I think, though, that might be a little too much.
Damn it.
Like, too many groups. I don't know. I think she's part of Negan's.
It could be.
And she's kind of a badass because she saw Rick and she's like, drop your weapon, prick.
Yeah. Like, but it could be. Who are you talking to? We could be watching, like, an episode of Survivor. It could be, like, Mundatonka tribe over here and Chukabatoba tribe over there. And I know I'm reaching because they got Carol. I wouldn't care about Maggie. Maggie, what? I'm sorry. If one of them has to go, let it be Maggie.
Yeah, but she's pregnant.
Do we really know if she's pregnant?
She had an ultrasound.
Do we really know that was working?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. Carol's really.
But you have to give Maggie credit. Okay, if it did come down to them, if Maggie wasn't pregnant, I would say Carol because I love Carol.
That's not. But you can't do that. You can't say that Maggie's.
I can do what I want.
No, you can't say. You're telling me if she wasn't pregnant, then take away Maggie because I love Carol. But then since she has a baby, take Carol.
If it comes down to the fighting and who's gonna save my ass, then I would go with Carol.
Okay. So you're saying Maggie could die if you had to if one of them had to die, you'd want Maggie to go.
But in this episode, didn't Maggie step up? She didn't have to go anywhere.
No, she should have stayed home. That's what she should have done. I agree with Carol.
But she should have. But her reason for going
is because she set it up.
Credit.
What?
I do, because she was saying that she's the one that kind of negotiated this plan, and she's putting everybody's life in danger by doing this. So she wanted to help out.
She's got a baby.
I get it, but because she's pregnant.
I don't get it. Because I totally agree with Carol. Like, you should become something else. You should become you're going to be a mom now.
Yeah.
And you have to think about this one. Even Glenn wanted her to stay. But that's how Maggie is. She wants to be like, I can still contribute. I'm still macho. No. You made a fucked up deal. No. So I'm sorry. If one of them has to go, it better be Maggie. I haven't seen the baby yet, so I don't even know if it is Glenn's baby. You never know. I'm just saying. You just never know. It could be Eugene's baby.
You are definitely reaching there.
Could be Jesus' baby. No. Ah, get it? Get it? Jesus comes out. All right, never mind. At the end of this, we see Morgan making something, some kind of contraption. He's welding. Is he making a cell? Does he think he's going to rehabilitate some people in there?
He needs to rehabilitate himself.
What do you think he was making? He was making definitely welding.
Yeah.
He's definitely welding something.
Yeah.
You know,
and I don't know what it could be though.
He's breaking down. He's in a very tough situation. So let me ask you a question though. Okay, hold on a second. Let me pick your brain for a second. So Maggie, you can see and understand and sympathize Maggie's reasoning for going because she put this in the situation. But do you have the same sympathy for Morgan because of the situation that he was put in and promised and everything? Oh, I know that's a good question. Yeah, see? Boom!
No.
So you don't sympathize with Morgan? Though?
You know why? Because I'm gonna go back to that scene of Rick talking in the church, right?
Okay.
And he was saying something about having to fight. And Morgan was saying, no, we have to talk to them. Like, you can't just talk to everybody. It's not going to work like that. Not with every single person.
All I'm saying is
not Negan. He has no idea about Negan.
All I'm saying is you don't sympathize for Morgan's thoughts and how he thinks. No,
wait, but let me tell you, because then Rick said he was saying the whole thing that Morgan wants them to talk to him and he thinks it's a bad idea.
Right.
The other guy, I forget his name. What, Aaron?
Aaron, yeah.
He agreed with Rick, which was weird. But then when Rick walked away, he said... Wait, I wrote it down because he was saying.
Oh, they better get with the program. If not, if they want to be here, they don't have to agree. But if they are, they gotta accept it.
Yeah, if they want to stay
there, then
they have to accept it.
Right.
And Morgan's not accepting it. Like, if Morgan doesn't want to kill, they're not telling him to do it. But he has to accept that they can.
Oh, no, I agree. I agree with everything that Rick said and Aaron. You know, I totally agree. I'm just wondering. I was just wanted just a simple little question. No need to get you excited. But I was just wondering, because you're so sympathy trained for Maggie and you understand she wants to be there because she negotiated it. But then Morgan makes a promise.
Oh,
he was brought back from the dark side, back to humanity. People can change. And you don't sympathize with that because you're like, screw Morgan. I don't care what he's making. A coffin for himself.
No, because in the situation that they're in, people can change, but I mean, you have to kind of look at it from all angles.
I totally agree. I think Rick or Morgan, where they were at in their spot, you know, yeah, I think people can change. You can bring them back. When you're taking Polaroid pictures of people bashing people's heads and got on the wall,
exactly,
you're pretty much off the reservation and there's really no hope in changing. I wouldn't want to change you. If you got pictures on the wall, I'm like, I'm not going to waste my fucking time. Exactly. I'm just going to kill these people. I just wanted to see where your mind was. That's all. That's all. Don't get excited. Anybody that's listening right now to us can see, like, Mike, you did good. You busted her. And that's all I want to do.
But the funny thing is, you're the one getting excited. You're yelling at me.
Because I'm trying to teach you. You know, I'm like Rick. You're like Morgan.
Oh, no.
That's what I'm saying. That's all I'm saying.
F that.
Are we done?
I think so.
Did I leave anything out?
Yes, you did.
What?
Because Andy, when they cut off those walkers' heads.
Yes.
And they were looking at them, trying to pick which one looked like Gregory. And then Rick started punching into the face. And Andy said, the saviors are scary, but they have nothing on Rick. And I was like, oh, shit.
That did give me a little hope there. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I mean, if the saviors are crazy, like we think they are. Do you think? Because, you know, but what sucks, though, is that we know how badass Rick is. Mm-hmm. I didn't think the governor was that badass, but the governor whooped up on Rick.
Yeah.
Some serious badness to the 10th power.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, and I'm thinking you'll agree with me, we're both guessing that Negan could probably whoop the governor's ass.
I'm going to go ahead and say yes.
But I'm scared.
I know, me too.
God, he's going to be so... And then, what's the actor's name? Sam
Jeffrey Dean's. Dean Morgan.
He's just so awesome.
I know.
And I keep telling my wife, I was like, honey, you got to see who he is. And I'm going to show you a picture. She's like, I don't even know who that is. I was like, that's Sam Dean's dad. She's like, I don't remember. I don't even see him. I'm like, thanks, hon. Appreciate it.
Oh, my God. He was on Grey's Anatomy. He's on
she
the Good
She doesn't
Fight.
Watch that garbage. What's the other one? Grey's Anatomy? No, she spits on that. What's the other one you were talking about?
The Good Wife?
The Good Wife? No. Nope.
I haven't seen that, but he's in it.
No, he was also...
But he always plays, like, good characters, and now he's going to play this guy, and I'm scared.
He was in Watchmen, wasn't he? Yeah, he was in Watchmen. He played one of the guys in there, one of the superheroes, and he was also in a movie. Oh, what's the movie where he plays a secret agent, but he's bad at it? No, he's awesome. I love him as an actor. I love him as that. And I think he's going to do a great job, and I think he's just going to – oh, God, he's going to be so pissed.
I'm going to hate him if he kills Daryl or Glenn.
Everything they're doing, I'm like, stop it already. Leave some flowers. Get Carol to make some cookies and put a note to Negan. Something, but it's going to be nuts. All right, so next week it's going to be a little bit crazier. We see Carol and Maggie. Do you think that – okay, now it looks like to me that the commercial showed that when the alarm was set off – while that was going on, this was going on. Do you think it's going to be one of those episodes where it's kind of like with the – remember when the horn – when we got the horn noise and then we saw all that crap and then the next episode is when the truck went into it and that's what was the horn sound?
Yeah, it kind of went back.
Do you think it's going to be like that?
Or
do you think it's going to be – they're going to overlap?
I would think so because when at the end of the episode, they already have them. So – have to see how they got them.
I'm thinking this in the next episode just might be Maggie and Carol. That's what I'm thinking.
It might be.
You know, with a little negotiating. I think.
Oh, wait. I have to say too, at the end of the episode that they're all out there with their guns drawn and everything. The song that was playing is Arsonist Lullaby by Hozier. Because I love that song. And for this episode, they like sped it up a little bit. So if you like go to iTunes or whatever. It's a little slower, and it's a badass song.
All right. So thanks for that little music history right there. Music lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sweet. Because I know that you and Branson be talking about music on y'all. Y'all are going to be starting a new show, too.
Yes.
Maybe you can talk about these groups.
Of course.
That would be cool.
Yeah.
You know, reach out to them. Maybe they'll interview you and be like, how did you get on The Walking Dead?
Yeah, we like finding like unknown artists.
Yeah. That'd be kind of cool because the music's good in it. So whoever did that was dope. And hey, maybe you could talk to them, find out how they got into The Walking Dead. That would be cool.
Hey.
So and real quick before we go, Sleepy Addicts. And I'm sure I've been talking to you about them. You know, if you're a fan of Sleepy Hollow, you can follow them on Twitter at Sleepy Addicts. I was talking to Sleepy Addicts, and they're actually going to do a show. I'm looking at it right here. It's on Blog Talk Radio. You can search Our Heart Network. And tonight at 9 o'clock Central Time, I believe it's 9 o'clock Central Time, my time, Central, 10 Eastern, they're going to be doing a show called The Fans' Voice Special Edition, The Walking Dead. So I guess they were kind of crazy about the whole kissing thing. And so the show's going to be a lot happened since our last Walking Dead special, including Rashon and last night's shocking Terrell Kiss instead of Carol. See, they want Daryl and Carol together.
A lot of people do.
What is going on? And lots of chat with special guest co-host. I think it's Dania Padrona. Sorry if I messed up your name. Either way, 9 o'clock if you're a fan. I think I'm going to tune in and listen as well and jump into the chat room. Kristen, if you're not doing anything, well, maybe you're sleeping because I know you go to bed like it right after this.
Whatever. Shut up.
So, yeah. So, go on Blog Talk Radio. If you follow me on Twitter, Mike the Movie Guy on Twitter, I already tweeted it. So, if you want to check that out. But if you just want to go straight to Blog Talk Radio, search Our Heart Network, and the show is going to be called The Fan's Voice Special Edition, The Walking Dead. So there you go. There you have it. More Walking Dead talk. And I guess you and I will be back next week.
Yes.
Will we have Brancy? I don't know.
No, we won't, because she's going to be in North Carolina.
They're doing an Icon. Mm-hmm. Wimps for that stupid show. What's it called?
One Tree Hill.
They just won't let that show die.
Hey, where was that? Where was Spencer?
Spencer, what are you talking about?
Where was Spencer on The Walking Dead?
Oh, that's true. We didn't see him.
No, because he was on One Tree Hill. I just thought of him.
Really? He's on that show?
Yeah.
Oh, you girls just won't let it go. And when I say stupid, it's because I've never watched it. But I hear it's got a huge fan base.
Yeah,
it's nuts. So I know the girls are all excited because they're going to go over there and they're going to have some of the crew at the table. So the VRO is going to be there. And I know they're going to be doing little podcasts and talking to some people as well. So you won't be there because you are the smart one like me. We're not going. So we'll be back next week to talk more of The Walking Dead. And I guess we are done with the review. I got to ask you, from a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this episode?
I'm actually going to give it a 10.
Whoa! Good job. I would have to agree with you. This one was, get your heart, it was intense.
Mm-hmm.
It was crazy. And I can only imagine if I was sitting next to you while you were watching, you were like, no, Daryl. No.
I was.
I could only imagine. Did your mom watch?
Yes, Abraham.
Did your mom watch?
Yeah, but I wasn't with her. I was at Brianna's mom's house.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Yeah.
Okay. Never mind. I was going to ask what your mom thought. I already know what Brianna, well, actually I don't, because you kicked her off the show. So on a lighter note, they can find you online. Where they can find you?
On accordingtokristen.com and on Twitter and Tumblr at Kristen0409 and also on Facebook at According to Kristen.
Sweet. Those are spots you can find Kristen. She also does reviews and podcasts on Vlog Talk Radio /Variety Radio Online. You can go in there and find them. And you can find all of us on the BRO.com. That's where you can – that's the mothership right there.
Yeah.
For me, iWatchMike.com. That is my blog, Mike the Movie Guy on Instagram and Twitter. iWatchMike on Facebook. And, of course, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. You can find more episodes of The Walking Dead that we've recapped here. We've done Fear of the Walking Dead. That's going to be starting up next month. So I think I'm going to shoot out the links and share that out there. Kristen, you, and it was Brancy and Jesus did that. Rumor has it everyone's coming back. Jesus is actually coming back for that.
Brianna, by the way, Brianna wants to do Fear the Walking Dead again with us.
Uh-huh.
And she saw the
trailer
for the new season. And she's like, okay, Chrissy, Mike was right. I do like Nick.
I know. Hello. Come on. He's got long.
So Brianna might be joining us again, too.
All right. Well, we're going to have a full house for Fear of the Walking Dead. So we're going to be recapping that. So if you go to blog audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike, you can hear our first season of Fear of the Walking Dead, plus other shows as well. That is it for us. Also, don't forget, you can go to the iPhone App Store and download an app called Good Shows. Kristen and I are on there, plus some of the VRO hosts. It's called Good Shows. If you're a fan of TV Tag, Get Glue, all those apps that you could actually watch television and comment, leave community comments, and follow people. It's really cool. I like it better than those other ones. Just saying. So we're on there. Kristen, where are you at on Good Shows?
I think it's Kristen0409.
Cool. And me, Mike the Movie Guy. Follow us on Good Shows. Get on there. Download. It's absolutely free. Join the community. Comment. All that good stuff. And you can comment and leave comments on our Walking Dead episodes, because we write reviews on there as well. It's cool. All right, people. I think that is it for us. We'll be back next week. It's probably just going to be us two. Maybe Brianna. If she it's not sick, tell her to quit kissing boys. And do her research. That's it. Say goodbye, Kristen.
Bye.